NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
President Biden will provide Americans with an update on his administration's response to the new COVID-19 variant on Monday. The White House made that announcement Sunday, and it comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci said it would take a couple of weeks to collect more data on the new Omicron strain. The Omicron variant is now in North America. Canadian officials report two cases have been detected in Ontario. They say two people who tested positive had recently traveled to Nigeria. Contact tracing is currently being conducted to find if anybody else in Canada has been infected. Moderna plans to create a booster shot to fight the new variant. The pharmaceutical says it will use three strategies, including a higher dose of the vaccine. Americans are being warned not to travel to eight African countries. The State Department issued do not travel warnings because of the new COVID-19 variant. It comes after the White House announced new travel restrictions that will go into place Monday. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday in a case that has implications for the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. The case stems from the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, which pro-choice activists call blatantly unconstitutional. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks with the exception of rape and incest. Michael Cohen thinks former President Trump could be successfully indicted soon on campaign finance violations.
They are going after Donald. They're going after Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, a whole slew of individuals.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the president's former personal attorney blasted the Trump Organization for grifting supporters and its complicity in the crimes that landed Cohen in prison in 2018. He was released last week from a three-year prison sentence for tax fraud and lying to Congress. He also accused Trump of delaying an announcement to run for president in 2024 to keep earning money off of his supporters. Cohen is the author of Disloyal, a memoir in which he recollects his time working for the former president, his felony convictions, and other personal affairs.
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.